So there's times when you should not have trusted your gut. Let's say you call your ex. Let's say you eat a whole pizza right before going to bed. Let's say you skip the gas station even though your tank was on E. Or if you're me, you will lay there and use your cell phone until it turns off in your hands because your gut tells you to keep scrolling. Let me tell you, probiotics can't help with most of your gut decisions, but if your gut needs a little support, Ritual has your back. They made a 3-in-1 supplement with clinically studied prebiotics, probiotics, and postbiotic to support a balanced gut microbiome. Did you know daily disturbances like poor diets, stress, travel, medications, like so many things can throw off your little gut microbiome? And let me tell you, it is one of those things that you take for granted until something does not feel right. And then suddenly you're like, oh my gosh. And by the way, like, in case you don't know, postbiotics provide fuel to the cells that make up the gut lining to support a healthy gut barrier. No shame in your gut game. Symbiotic Plus and Ritual are here to celebrate, not hide, your insides. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/bald. Start Ritual or add Symbiotic Plus to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/bald for 25% off.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
There's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
This is really a gag. We never have two people in drag on the pod.
And also not two people of color on the pod at the same time.
Welcome to sibling rivalry. What was it? I hate to bring up a sore subject.
Oh God, what was it?
Remember the fierce typo at DragCon?
Oh my God. DragCon UK 2020. That was the omen to 2020. We should have known that the year was going to be fucked up.
It was sibling rival?
Riverly.
Riverly.
So we sat in front of that fucking banner after thousands of people taking pictures. And on the last day, Bob and I are in the Uber driving to London Heathrow Airport.
You didn't notice for days?
No. Girl, we noticed DragCon was over and we're in the car driving to the airport and it was a thing on Twitter, sibling Riverly. And I was like, girl, what are they talking about? And we're looking at it together in the car like this. And we're literally, it felt like a movie. We were like, girl, sibling Riverly for the whole DragCon
it's
weekend.
It's kind of a slay though. Because I wouldn't have noticed if people wouldn't have started saying it.
Yeah, me either, girl. Sibling
Riverly.
By the
way, leave it to some snot-nosed fucking Drag Race fan to be like, well, actually, it was misspelled.
You know what I mean? Don't you have something
what
better
if that's
to fucking
my
do?
Art, bitch?
To misspell the name of my podcast.
Yeah, bitch. You don't know about my art. Well, these are the same fucking people who would be like, they watch Drag Race and they're like, here's what I would have done.
You know
what you would have done? Nothing.
And cried.
Because you can't dance, so sing, act, and you can't even stand up straight, bitch. You wouldn't have done nothing. You wouldn't have done fucking nothing.
Oh
you would
God.
Walk to the workroom and start crying and piss your pants, girl. You would have pulled out your tampon and laid down. That's all that would have happened.
You know what, Trixie? I agree.
Thank you. And that's the whole pod. You guys, we have money exchange here today. Can we get in the studio?
Oh, the pod started already.
Yeah,
we were just shooting shit. Got
girl, I just feel, oh God, I'm stuck with Katya and it just feels so liberating to have a real woman of energy, a woman of dignity.
Thank you. Also, I'm in a shade. I kind of matched because I'm in a shade of pink, right? Burgundy's a shade of pink, kind of.
Well, we both have a top knot on.
Yeah.
We look like... You know what it is? It
what?
Gives Bring It On.
Ooh, like, it's already been
you're the Clovers, and I'm the Rancho Carne Toros.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, did you ever watch Bring It On 2?
With Hayden Panettiere.
I didn't see it. I've only seen Bring It On 1.
I saw an interview with, what's her fucking name?
Kirsten Dunst.
Uh-huh. And she gave an interview that came out today that was like, people are always saying, you should do a sequel to Bring It On. And she's like, why? Why do you need to see me do it, Bring It On again?
At like 35. No, she's not 35 now. She must be like 55. Well, so what? That sounds aggressive. 450?
Next, you're gonna call her what? Old, wrinkly, nasty, dried up.
And I don't mean that. I don't mean it in a negative way. But what do we? What is Kirsten Dunst going to give us and bring it on to now? Unless she's playing like a mom or something. Like, we don't want to see that. No,
unless
shade.
She's like, maybe she's like the mom of a cheerleader who now
she's
is.
She's the principal?
The principal. I just feel like this is a culture obsessed with reboots. Yeah. And sometimes things can just be good.
Yeah.
Because a teenager now could watch Bring It On and still live.
Yeah, it's
not
still
like it
fierce.
Needs to be updated.
It's still really good. But also, I mean, no shade. Would you put Gabrielle Union and Kirsten Dunst side by side? No shade. Gabrielle Union still look like she is in high school. I haven't seen Kirsten Dunst recently, so I don't know.
She could literally do Bring It On again as a teenager.
Oh, 1,000%.
Gabrielle reunion. Gabrielle high school reunion. I think of these celebrities who have not aged a bit, and they probably show up to, like, do you think Gabrielle Union goes to, like, her 20-year high school reunion? And everyone's crinkled, and she's like, so I'm still 15.
What a flex, though, girl, to show up. Like, I've never been to my high school. I've had one, the 10-year one already, and I didn't go. And I really regret not going. But I also
Why didn't you go?
I don't know. I feel like I was really busy with Drag Race stuff, and I just didn't have the time. And I was like, I don't need to go to that, but I should have went. Like,
you should have went. Yeah. Mine was scheduled the summer I did All Stars 3, and I had responded. You know, online, you had to pay a $10 fee so that you get a free hot dog when you go or whatever. Girl, ours was supposed to be at a baseball diamond at a small town, and it was a
cookout.
Are you
fucking kidding me?
My graduating class was 30. How much money do you think we got, bitch?
Oh my God. So really? 30 people were in your graduating class?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not much better. I was 70. I was like 80 or 100, but I was also like a small performing arts school in New York, so.
That's still a small number.
Yeah,
compared to most people, say hundreds.
Thousands, yeah.
Thousands.
Yeah.
I remember going to see my cousin graduate from high school in Milwaukee and seeing—
You went to the big city.
Groups of teenagers walk across the stage at once.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't even individually hand. It was like
a
cattle call. Like, all right, the alphabet, P. Everyone with a P.
I have a question. Because this is a very black thing to do at a graduation, right? Where, like, they call you and they're like, give it up for Trixie Mattel. And your family's like, yeah, Trixie, yeah. Did that happen at your school or no?
Well, my family, yeah, but my family's black. they're not. My family my family's such half indigenous, half white trash that they were probably barely there. They were like, education, when has that helped anyone? You know? No, they were there. You know, in a small town, they stretch out a graduation.
Oh God.
Because there's only 30 of us. So they make us walk two at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And you walk like
two
step,
people at a time.
Pause, step, pause.
Oh no.
They drag it out because there's not enough to make it an event.
Yeah.
They can hand us all of our fucking diplomas in 30 seconds. You know, like, they should do that fucking, remember that scene in The Grinch where he's like, junk mail, jury duty,
yes,
pink slip.
Yes,
that's
yes.
How they should give graduation fucking diplomas.
I just got a jury duty summons and I don't know what to do.
I did too. I fucking did too. When is yours?
Mine is May 6th.
Mine is literally next Monday.
Damn. Are you going to go?
Of course, it's my civic duty. Are you going to break the law and dip?
No, I'm going to go as well. I'm actually very excited to go.
Well, now that you said on the podcast, now you have to fucking go. You could have said nothing, but not, you know, I'm not excited to go, but did you do the orientation?
No, there's an
orientation. You have to watch an orientation YouTube video, and this woman comes on, it's like, welcome to the Los Angeles, you know, they say, she describes it as, doing jury duty is part of your civic duty, and it's an exciting opportunity to observe the justice system in action. I said, bitch, where? I can already smell the shitty box lunch. I can already
smell.
Girl.
Well, here's the thing, because I know back when I was a civilian in Gen Pop, when I had jury duty
Gen
back in the
Pop?
Day.
Is that what you call not famous?
Yeah. The general population.
That's very Orange is the New Black, bitch.
So back then I got like a thing for my job and they excused me, but now I'm like, I am my job. So what, do I write a letter on behalf of me saying Monet, Kevin Burton is excused from, ooh, let me say my government.
Girl, I literally was doing a YouTube video earlier and I said you were coming over. I said, well, I got to get ready and look good because I know Kevin will say something. Come on, Kevin. You know what I was talking about the other day? I did Good Children podcast. You know Good Children?
No.
Those two F words who are like from New Jersey, New York area.
No.
two gay guys.
Okay.
And they were talking, they're from New York. Uh-huh. And I said, you know what's so crazy? I said, when I first met Monet, she had a car.
I did.
Having a car in New York. Let's talk about it.
Well, I went to school in Jersey. And then so I learned to drive in Jersey. And this when I graduated, I brought my car back home. And I was like, I liked having a car in New York. It was fierce. I used to pick up girls from the airport. I picked up Trixie, Kim from the airport multiple times back before I was part of, when I was still part of Gen Pop. I wasn't on TV yet.
So what are we now? Though, if we're not Gen Pop, are we
we're solitary confinement.
We are, aren't we? Death Row.
Yeah. No, Death Row is like Beyonce. That they Beyonce cannot ever have a normal human experience ever.
No.
Like she can never go anywhere and not be recognized. So she's on Death Row.
Girl, she can't do nothing.
Anything.
I can't even tell you.
I always said if I was to break up with someone, I have broke up with someone since I have been on TV and been gamous. But like, and my inclination before it actually happened was, ooh, when we break up, I'm going to go and let the world know and let people drag him. But now, I feel like that's such an immature thing until I'm in that situation again. Or like, well, I hope I'm not. But if
I don't think you will, because I don't think anybody will date you to begin with. So I think you're good.
You're right.
Well, I don't think that's good either. I think, unfortunately, like, the most dignity you can get with a breakup is to have that kind of be between you and the other person.
Yeah, honestly, right? Like, in my mind, it, like, bad bitch me, the bad bitch in my mind that I am, which I am not, by the way. I'm, like, a sufferer in silence. I'm a people pleaser. I'm, like, all those things. But in my mind, I'm not that girl. I'm, like, I'm that girl. But in my mind, I'm not that girl.
You are on Twitter sometimes.
No, not really. No.
Compared to some of the other girls, no.
Yeah, some of the other girls are wild.
These new Drag Race girls, I love that they... I feel like for years, the Drag Race girls were like, no, I want the fans to like me.
Yeah.
These new girls are like, I'm going to fucking fight a fan today.
Set the house on fire.
I'm going to fight a fan on Twitter today.
Oh, yeah. I love like Q. Like they like ran off Twitter
Q,
though.
Q, Lux.
Lux. I like
Shay
Lux.
Shay sometimes.
Yeah.
I Mrs. love Will when Brooks. Girls are like, no, I don't. Trinity has time to fight people on fucking Twitter. Trinity will like go through their news feed, screenshot shit. T.S. Madison.
Oh, did you see what she said to the Drag Race fans the other day? Oh, it was delicious.
Did I see it? Am I a Nikki fan?
Delicious.
Like, did I see it?
Delicious.
She's the best. She posted videos of her new house renovated, and somebody was like, I guess you can't buy style. You better believe she went through their Twitter, screenshotted pictures of their house. She reposted pictures of their Christmas tree and said, I know you're not the one talking about my fucking house. She is the best.
Are you a pink Christmas tree-er?
We have both. We have normal and pink. Do you like pink trees?
Ooh.
Do you like pink trees?
I don't like decorating anything, period.
You don't?
Like, my boyfriend now is really into that stuff. So, like, I go along with it.
Do people know about your boyfriend?
I talk about him on my podcast.
Okay.
Yeah. Why? Do you know something I don't know?
No. We have him here tonight. No, I'm just kidding. He's here. No, I didn't really talk about David for the first, like, maybe. I mean, I didn't show pictures of him or anything until Trixie Motel, really.
Really?
Yeah, because I was pretty private.
Yeah.
About it.
Yeah. And they've all been together for how long now?
7 years.
7 years.
Yeah.
You bitch, one more year, you're common law.
That's living together, though. You have to live together, then it's common law.
Oh,
and
really?
We just moved in together last year.
Nice. I moved in together at 8 months.
I know. I have problems. I have problems.
No,
getting
you're not.
Close
no, that's
people.
Normal. I was
you think
on the fast
six
track.
6 years without moving
six
in is
normal.
6 years
is a little wild. I
can
would
you
say,
look in the can you look in the camera and say that?
Sorry. 6 years is a little wild. But I mean, but I think I was too fast though.
8 months is crazy.
It is crazy.
Are you 20 years old? Is this your first boyfriend?
You know, a lot of the fans think that I'm Gen Z, and I want to show that I'm not a Gen Z girly, but the people think I'm Gen Z.
Are the people who think you're Gen Z in the room with us now, bitch? No, I will say you have a Gen Z sensibility because your style's so like current.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and you have a great sense of humor. The kids love you.
Well, I'm dressed today like I'm a 90s black comedian. Like I'm about to do the Queens of Comedy.
Entirely.
Oh, for sure.
The hair kind of gives. It's like a little bit pop star, but the outfit is very unapologetically 90s comic.
For sure.
Yes.
Yeah. Like I'm like me and some more could be on the same like stage. You know
and
what
the
I mean?
Little hoop, it's very Queens of Comedy. The little hoop too. The little hoop also. You know what the little hoop gives?
What?
It gives like Lauryn Hill sister act.
Ooh,
like little
yes!
'90s earrings.
Yes!
Do people tell you look like fucking Cheryl Lee Ralph all the time?
I hear that a lot. I do not see it. And I love Sheryl Lee Ralph, okay?
But people do say it.
All the time.
Okay, because I see
all it. All the time. I get her. I used to get Jennifer Hudson a lot before, and I don't get it anymore. Now it's Sheryl Lee Ralph, which I don't know. Do I look more like Sheryl Lee Ralph, or is she just more part because of Abbott Elementary? Like, the kids know her now. But I get her all the time.
Well, she goes to more award shows now, mm-hmm. and she gets in high glam. And I do think when she gets in high glam, she obviously looks more like a drag queen.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
But listen, if you're going to get compared to somebody,
but also,
take Sheryl Lee Ralph.
Her at award shows, it's so camp. And like when she won that award, she goes and says, I am an endangered species.
It's fierce.
It's like, Sheryl, what?
Go off, bitch.
I love it.
I love crazy. I love it. Nothing...
Girl, your co-host, of course you do. You obsess
I
know. With crazy.
I work with her. I'll tour with Tammy Brown. Like, I only collect the craziest among us. And I'm like, come on. Because I'm trying to look normal.
Yeah.
So there's times when you should not have trusted your gut. Let's say you call your ex. Let's say you eat a whole pizza right before going to bed. Let's say you skip the gas station even though your tank was on E. Or if you're me, you will lay there and use your cell phone until it turns off in your hands because your gut tells you to keep scrolling. Let me tell you, probiotics can't help with most of your gut decisions, but if your gut needs a little support, Ritual has your back. They made a 3-in-1 supplement with clinically studied prebiotics, probiotics, and postbiotic to support a balanced gut microbiome. Did you know daily disturbances like poor diets, stress, travel, medications, like so many things can throw off your little gut microbiome? And let me tell you, it is one of those things that you take for granted until something does not feel right. And then suddenly you're like, oh my gosh. I take my probiotic every morning. For me, I'm a breakfast person, so I'm always having breakfast no matter what. And I like to have my little green juice, my little orange juice, my little black tea. If I have a day off, I'll make eggs and toast. And then I'll have literally my probiotic right with my breakfast. It makes me feel like I'm a very put together old person because I have like breakfast with pills. I love the daily protein because I'm a vegetarian, y'all. So I'm not exactly tearing into a chicken breast the way most of you might. So anything for me to help balance out some obvious like holes in my diet is very important to me. Another little thing I love about it is industry-leading sustainability standards. Ritual uses scientific tools to select lower carbon packaging, prioritize sustainably sourced ingredients, and set ambitious climate goals. And it's also a female-founded B Corp, meaning they're holding themselves accountable to not just their company's financial health, but also of the people's health and the health of the planet. And by the way, like, in case you don't know, postbiotics provide fuel to the cells that make up the gut lining to support a healthy gut barrier. Oh my gosh. I have been in situations where I have abused myself and the lining of my stomach gets irritated. I do not recommend it. And it's great because Ritual multivitamins are vegan and gluten-free, which for me is exactly what I need. No shame in your gut game. Symbiotic Plus and Ritual are here to celebrate, not hide, your insides. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/bald. Start Ritual or add Symbiotic Plus to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/bald for 25% off. Today's Bald and Beautiful is brought to you by our friends at BetterHelp. Let's talk about getting something off your chest. And no, I'm not talking about those little chicken cutlets you use to make yourself look a little more robust in the chest. I'm talking about real stuff. We all carry around different stressors, big and small. We keep them bottled up and it can start to affect us negatively. Oh my God, don't even get me started. You gay people, this affects you, okay? Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. I know personally, I've benefited from therapy because let me tell you, you don't even know what's going on because you haven't even begun to unravel what's going on. Like if you have any instinct inside you to check in with yourself with some talk therapy, you should follow that instinct. It's great to learn positive coping skills and setting boundaries. Something I learned, you get so wrapped up in other people's behavior, you forget to advocate for your own self. Girl, I think everybody who knows me would agree that I'm actually too nice and almost a pushover. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's totally online. It's convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched to a licensed therapist, and you switch at any time for no additional charge. I've told you this before, but I switched BetterHelp therapist just because of a time zone thing. I really liked the person, but I could not get up so early to do therapy. So for me, I had to switch to somebody that could do later in the day. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Go to betterhelp.com/bald today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bald.
Are you the crazy one between you and Bob?
Now, you know the answer to that question, Trixie. Bob is an unhinged person.
Bob is crazy.
He is really crazy.
He is.
And like Bob is like bouncing all over the place. Again, but such a brilliant mind. And he's literally one of the funniest, smartest people I know. But crazy. Crazy.
Crazy
person. Yeah.
Crazy.
We've aligned ourselves with crazy people for our careers. And I think there are benefits. Mm-hmm. And there are also demerits for that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Katya is fucking crazy. I mean, she's certified crazy.
Yeah.
But she also is like, maybe experience this, Bob. With Katya, I do kind of always know exactly what I'm getting.
Oh, yeah, for sure. With Bob as well.
And Katya's like, she just is like rubber to the road. She's just herself. Mm-hmm. She'll say if something bothers her. She'll exclaim if she loves something. I just always know exactly where she is.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't care about like, I don't know, fake gratitude or like celebrity. Yeah. She just is.
Yeah.
Bob's kind of like that too.
Yeah, Bob is like that. He's very, you always know what you're going to get. He's the same every time, which I can appreciate. And I can admit that sometimes I don't always show up as my best self. And you know, he works with that. And I appreciate that.
Who's the complainer? You?
Bob is. I must in my life, just not in podcasts, I'm a sufferer and silencer. Like I will like suffer something that is unsatisfactory and just deal with it or fix it myself instead of complain about it. And Bob will be like, I don't like that.
Yeah.
How are you?
It's so funny because you would think between Katya and I, you would think that I'm the diva.
Mm-hmm.
Mama.
Really?
I wouldn't say she's the diva. That makes it sound bad, but like the reason we have nice hotels is because of her. The reason we will get really nice food is because of her.
That's me
Katya
too.
Katya will speak up for things when they're not right. And she has a way of like speaking up for the both of us. Cause she's the one where I'll be like, if you say this, they'll do it. Our manager, who's
a person.
P. Diddy. He love all that, girl.
Oh.
Can I just say, just be gay. Just be gay.
Well, here's the thing with, again, with all these alleged acts that have happened, like if they are, like I really don't understand this thing of this, like, this D.L. Clauser thing. Like you said, just fucking be gay. Just tell people you fucked someone in the butt a little bit. That you...
Just be gay.
You got some head from a dude a little bit. Who cares?
Yeah.
Who cares that much?
I don't fuck with, obviously, like, coercion, power.
Right.
I don't fuck with any of that.
Right.
Just be gay, though.
I'm talking about the fact that maybe him and CVJ, like, he topped CVJ. Bitch, that is hot. And apparently there's all these tapes. I need to see the visual. Just give me the audio, girl. That is enough spank back material for me to enjoy myself for a solid 2 months.
Audio, Dipsy. That's your like a female ejaculation audiobook.
What?
You know that shit? That shit with that female centered sexy audio app where it's like sexy stories.
Oh, we did an ad for them before.
Yeah. They need to make Dipsy, but for drag queens who want to hear about closeted rappers.
Well, you know, bitch, DL men were my thing for years. Like before.
I believe it.
Oh, girl, from like 14 until I was like 28, I was with DL men only.
Right.
Like DL dudes.
What did you like about it?
I just thought they were like hot, and I
were you
I don't
drag
know.
A lot?
I was sometimes in drag, sometimes out, and that is a lot of times it would happen because I used to work at Hardware Bar on 10th Avenue, 48th Street in New York, and there was Fairy Tale Lounge around the corner, which was a T-girl bar.
Right.
So a lot of times you would get the overflow from dudes that couldn't find success there. So
not
it just,
the overflow. not truly the second string.
I didn't care.
I didn't have luck at the T-Girl Bar.
Fairy Tale Lounge.
Fairy Tale Lounge. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to saunter around down to industry. Where the fuck you just
Hardware.
Said? Hardware.
Literally hardware.
And go talk to Miss Money Exchange in her goddamn bus driver wig and say, what's up, girl?
And you know me, so I would do my show Saturday, and I would do my one-woman show myself for 2 hours. You've seen me after a sweaty show. A sweaty, disgusting, molten drag queen, right?
It looks like, you know when cookies just start to bake in the oven? And on the surface, they look wet. Do you know what I mean? Where the whole surface looks glazed. And then when it's done cooking, it looks right. But for that moment, girl, you were giving Easy Bake Oven.
That like, is the most accurate description of me.
Those New York bars, too, 500 degrees.
And the walls are wet because there's so much condensation. It's so wet inside.
They give you a drink. And by the time you get to your table, the ice is melted. You said, okay,
yes,
great.
100%. Perfect. So after my gigs like that, they would come over and I would, you know, finish my show and would, you know, mingle in the bar because you got to do it so you get your paycheck and that would get one's eye and like almost every Saturday. And then, you know, I'm in drag, so I get in my car drive it to my house together, and then now I am on my knees sucking this guy's dick, right? Because I'm not bottoming, because then I have to, if I'm going to bottom, I'm going to have to go in the shower, take off all my drag, douche. Like, I'm not leaving you alone in my place for that amount of time. Absolutely not. So this one particular time, I'm like on my knees blowing this guy, like going in on the dick, right? But if y'all don't know, under this wig, I'm a balding man. I'm not bald. I'm balding. Like, it's Fred Sanford, right? You know what I mean? So
Pangea. It's the continents kind of shaped out on the head. Like, they haven't broken apart yet, but it's coming.
And I didn't shave my head that day, but I had this long bang piece wig on and I'm sucking the dick and my apartment is hot. It is sweaty. I am dripping. I am just water everywhere. And I feel the wig sliding. And I'm like, oh, fuck. I don't want to do this live because I am in the zone. I am going ham. The ejaculation is around the corner. If I just stay steadfast and work hard at this, it's going to happen.
You trained for this.
Girl, I trained for this. I'm working and I am sweating. And I feel the wig slipping down. And the wig slips off. And there's a balding man sucking this man's dick. And I just look up at him and he just goes, keep going. And then, so I just continue. My wig is on the floor. Just a wet, sweaty mess. And he finally comes, and then he goes home. And that would be my routine.
And that's how you met Bob. That's so beautiful. Oh, God. So the deal, man, I mean, I don't want to tell my business. I would never do that. But I've been with, I would say, as many straight guys as gay guys.
Really?
And it is more transactional, uh-huh. And they do know exactly what they want.
Yes.
And they come in so repressed, they're like shaking with a cement heart on. They're like ready to come.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sometimes before you can barely touch a dick and they are, yes.
And in some ways, I know this is like, I'm not a trans woman, so I don't have the same experience, but like for gay guys to a straight guy, in some ways, I'm like, they're more respectful to me than gay guys are.
Do
you know what I mean?
Yes, I agree with that 1,000%. There's something about that situation. But I think that like that is like a lot of like my own internalized shit. And on my new album I have coming out, I have my first R&B full album coming out, Trixilin.
Congratulations.
Thank you. The first single, Body, is out now.
Wow.
And it's about downloading different bodies. Because, I mean, what would you say your if you had to guess your number, what would you say your number is?
My phone number? No. My social security number. Oh, my Tempur-Pedic number. No, what are you talking about?
The amount of bodies that you've had. Like, if you had to take a wild
guess. Am I a Nikki fan?
Like, how many bodies have you had?
The limit does not exist.
Really?
Girl, 3.14159. Like, the pie.
Oh, come on, pie.
I don't know. I mean, at least 100. Is that horrible?
100?
Is that a lot?
Girl, I am easily close to 4 digits.
Oh, okay.
Over my lifetime.
Yeah, I mean, especially, God, I mean, a lot. I don't know.
Yeah.
I wish there was like a 23andMe for that. Because I would like to know. I wish somebody had been keeping track.
Auntie, just cut me in half and just count the rings. I feel like we'll know like exactly how many I've had, you know? No, okay, maybe I'm being a little exaggerated. I'm probably close to 500, I would say. Like, honestly.
Pounds. Let's take another break. Hold on, I need to fix my wig. It's pulling my hair out. Hold, please. Oh, God, I'm back. Sorry.
I don't want a wig cap before.
Girl, I just started because I'm trying to protect my bald head. Sometimes these big stacked wigs, like the pins and shit, do not agree with me.
Well, do you know this? I've seen this thing about, have you seen this? And because I got my whole body lasered from like my neck down.
You did?
Yeah. Full body laser.
How long? How many sessions is that?
I've done probably about 12 sessions overall, and now I just go back for like once or twice a year for maintenance.
Shut up. So you don't grow body hair?
No.
I don't grow body hair naturally.
Work. Jealous.
Literally, I don't even shave my arms. This is it.
Bitch, your arm is hairy. What are you talking about?
But like, fine and visible.
Like, no, it's not. That is big and long.
Are you out of your fucking mind? I'm going to kill you.
Trixie.
Fucking lying bitch. She's, this bitch came on here.
I could braid that hair.
No, bitch. I don't think you could.
I'm talented, girl. I could braid that.
Can you braid?
Yeah.
You can.
Of course.
I don't know.
That was a little microaggressive.
No. I'm not assuming everyone. I'm not assuming everyone.
I can see the clogs turning, honey.
Oh, my God.
You asked the question, but you knew the answer. That's how I felt in my heart.
I'm asking because I was hoping you could do a few box braid wigs for me to wear. And I think that that would be okay, right? Girl, I did a project recently where they pitched hairstyles to me for something.
No, do not.
I'm not kidding. One of the styles they pitched was truly like... like braids tight to the head. And we had to be like, so here's why that's not a great idea. Here's why I'm not going to be indulging in that hair fantasy today.
I cannot. Trixie. Yeah.
Girl. I mean, do they ever just come up to you and say, we think you should wear a big 60s blonde wig? Are you like, no, thank you.
No. I've never been propositioned for a big 60s blonde wig.
Okay. Not even Bunny? When you did the pod with Bunny, Ebony and Irony?
No.
What was it like doing a podcast with that
girl,
person?
Girl. The podcast.
Who's crazier, Bunny or Bob?
Honestly, I don't even have an answer to that. I am kind of, because starting off Ebony and Irony, it was so fun and it was amazing. And I love Bunny and Bunny was so fun to work with. But as politics got crazier, she got crazier. And I just had to step, it just wasn't fun anymore because Bunny just gets so wild. And people started associating me with Bunny's viewpoints on politics. I'm like, no, that's her thing. Like, which is fine. She can think whatever she wants, but that's not my thoughts and opinions.
Right.
And it was just like, there's this, because the podcast is still out there. There's this episode she does, because I was out of town with our producer, Jay. Uh-huh. And it is him just screaming at her for 2 hours. It's honestly so good. Everyone should go listen to it.
What is he screaming about?
About politics. Because he's really like smart. And he's really like, you know, a little more. Bunny's so far left. She's a little bit on the right side again.
Well, it's almost like libertarians where it's so far freedom that it almost comes back around. And you're what?
And sometimes she has very valid points. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I can see how that makes sense.
Right.
But then she'll like put another thing in at the end of it. You're like, okay, I was there. Then you like drove me back the other way, girl. Like what? Yeah. You know?
You're like, you had to keep going.
You just had to keep going.
You know, I'm sure you feel the same way, but I'm never like afraid of hearing what somebody with really different point of view has to say.
Yeah.
I'm never like, nope, shut up. I'm not listening. I'm always like, okay, this sounds crazy. Tell me more.
Yeah, I agree. I'm the same way.
I'm not afraid of hearing people's point of view and being like, I don't agree, but thank you for telling me.
Yeah.
Bye.
I'm the same way too.
That's how I feel about religious people too. I'm like, I'm not fuck your religion.
Yeah.
I'll hear about it.
Are you atheist or agnostic? Like, do you think there's something out there?
I'm just like hot. Are you okay? This is from fucking West Elm. All right, bitch.
Bitch, this is IKEA at best.
This is West Elm. No, I'm not anything. Can I tell you something?
Tell me.
I sometimes think that the idea that we're all in some waiting room for something better is very disrespectful to the absolute gift that is being alive right now.
Like purgatory, you mean?
No, like we're all here and then if we're good enough, something really good happens later.
Yeah.
I feel like that doesn't put enough value on the gift of literally being alive right now.
Yeah, I can see that.
Well, when all this is over, something great's going to happen. I'm like, what if this is the great thing that's happening?
Mm-hmm.
And you're just fucking sitting here thinking something better is going to happen.
Yeah, I grew up very Christian, very religious. And then when I, you know, got out on my own, like I hate organized religion. I think organized religion is literally the devil. It's fucking bullshit.
You prefer disorganized religious, a church where people are screaming and throwing shit around.
Yes, that's what I want. But I think it would be so crazy to think that I am the most powerful being on the, like, I feel like there is something out there that helped create this thing, but I don't know what it is. I just give that thing respect. I'm like, work, do your thing. But I don't think it's this crazy religion that they've literally made up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think so.
Do you have a hard time? What is this is kind of a deep one, but I have to ask you real questions. Because Katya would never talk about this shit with me.
Yeah.
She starts singing bongos.
Oh my God, you and Katya should recreate the Megan Thee Stallion and Cardi B bongos video in the looks.
Oh, I'm sure we would look just as good and it would be amazing and everyone would love it. Everyone would love it. I have a new Megan Thee Stallion remix coming out because I remixed her. And I love that song. Love that song.
I love that song. I used to play my little DJ set. I love that song. And it didn't get a lot of play.
Yeah.
Like, the queer community did not support it as much. And I love that record.
They're going to support the one I'm putting out. Because I think the song itself is great. The rap is great. But I think it needed like a fatter, nastier, gayer. Anyway.
Okay, I love your deep question. I don't want to get away from it.
Oh, do you have a difficult time separating the artist from the art?
I do. I really do. Like, I love Nicki Minaj. That's just a really good example. But like when like the whole thing with like her and like Megan happened and like...
Oh, I didn't even think of... Sorry, I wasn't trying to lead you to that. I really was just generally asking.
Well, yeah, I have a hard time like because I fucking love Nicki Minaj. I mean, I can still listen. I guess I don't. Because I can still listen to her music and not... like associated with all this like crazy things she's saying and doing.
Sure.
So I guess I can. But some people it's real, like R. Kelly, I can't. Like I fucking grew up on R. Kelly. He was at all the fucking barbecues we had and all the things we would have, but.
He was there.
Yeah.
And how old were you, about 13?
13.
That makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's horrible. That's horrible.
But
Monet,
like,
do you guys believe the kind of humor that she's bringing onto the pod? Katya and I would never talk like this. We would never joke about this.
But I could not, like, in good faith, like, still stream his music after all the crazy shit and, like, deleterious behavior he's committed.
It's hard. I feel the same way. Sometimes I'm like, oh, I like the thing. Mm-hmm. Like, recently I was watching old Roseanne.
Ooh.
And old Roseanne in the 90s obviously was like so progressive. I remember being a kid and being like a poor family, you know, plus size mom.
Yeah.
They talk about things like having no money, gay people. I was like, this is like a progressive show. And it's odd now to experience it. Like, well, can I still like what it was now that I don't agree with the lens of the creator? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I didn't grow up on Roseanne, so I don't know. I didn't watch that shit.
What did you watch when you were a kid?
Family Matters.
I watched that. Why are you saying that? I
did it. You about to hurt it. I didn't say it anywhere. I said it normally.
Did you know that the character of Urkel was supposed to be like a guest star?
Really?
Yes.
And he took off.
And it was just like such a hit that they were like, all right, you're in the show now.
Wow.
I read that on the internet. It could be a lie.
Yeah. Girl, I'm going to say, is this a fucking Snapple fact, girl?
You're the one who prank called me earlier.
And I have to say, you were so sweet and so supportive.
Because
Tracy is really
kind of
good person,
I am,
y'all.
Bitch.
She's a good person. So I did this thing for Elle where I prank called friends. And I called. I was like, yeah, girl, this is the craziest thing that has ever happened to me. I haven't even told Bobby. I'm like calling you because I really respect you and country music. And I was like, I have to, like, Beyonce is doing a Texas Hold'em remix and they want a queer lens. And they asked me to be on it. She's just like, Monet, shut the fuck up. That's amazing, girl. And I was like, okay, I did a little snippet of the verse. Can I sing it for you? She's like, yeah, sure. And I sing this
well,
like
no, first she goes, I want, because you know, like country. And I said, well, you know what, girl, no one owns country and you just got to make it yours. You got this, girl.
You did.
I was like so actually almost out of character, helpful. And then this bitch started singing about her scrotum, her actual scrotum.
I forgot what I said. I was like, this ain't Texas. I got a scrotum. It's hanging down.
I was filming my YouTube video on the call on the speakerphone. So I have video of the whole thing.
Oh, yes. I love
like,
that.
And I'm like, okay, did you say scrotum? And then I'm like, you know what, girl? You know, it's a big swing to start thinking about scrotum. And then I was like, you know what, girl? I have my guitar here. Why don't you come here and we'll work on
you
it?
You did.
I thought that was so helpful. And it then she goes, so, I'm fucking with you.
It was,
and I
was like, so nice. You are such a sweet lady. I was literally in the thing. I was like, you were so, it was very sweet.
Well, I would never do that to you. I would never prank call anyone. I was on Crank Anchors. I did prank call a bunch of people.
Oh my God, did you?
It was so difficult. One
Why?
Of the hardest jobs I've ever had.
Really?
Prank calling people is hard. But you know what, girl? You're fucked up.
I am
fucked
up.
You know, I was thinking of you because you love Survivor.
I love Survivor.
And do you nut for the traitors?
It's so good.
You nut for it.
Oh, I love it. I live for
and
it.
You would be great at it because I think, no tea, you're a lovely person. I think you would be good at lying.
I would be.
You'd
I would be
a great
traitor. I would be a great traitor.
I don't think you would slip up once.
But the traitors, though, I'm watching UK traitors. Bitch, they are going through it. They are crying. They're like, this is the hardest thing. Like, they look like they are having a horrible time doing the show.
I don't think it looks easy.
Yeah, it looks hard. It does look very hard.
David's been watching it, and he's like, you should do it. I'm like, I don't have the constitution to on camera in front of a group of 12 straight celebrities, all straight people. Because you know, if you and I would be cast, we would be the gay person.
Oh yeah, for sure.
All random straight people.
Yeah.
Most famous drag queens in the world, and then like someone who went home first on Top Chef 8 years ago, like literally. And they, once the heat was on me and they'd be like, are you a traitor? I'd be like, no, like I would not be able to handle it. I didn't even like that shit on All Stars of like the lipsticks.
Oh,
I
don't the lipstick like, thing.
I don't like
yeah.
secrets. I don't like.
Yeah. I mean, again, I say that now, but again, this is like bad bitch. I'm like, I'm a bad bitch, but I feel like in practice, I really am a softie. Like Bob would say this all the time. I really boast up like, but I'm a bitch kid. But when it comes to the thing, I'm very soft and pink inside. I really am.
I think Bob would be good at it because Bob in some ways
he would love
it. Is a sociopath. You know what I mean? You know when it comes to like entertainment, Bob would lie to a room full of people very well.
Yes.
When it comes to the game, I think Bob would be like, yeah, it's the game. I'll do it.
Have you ever played Secret Hitler?
I played not so secret Hitler. Like, what kind of question is that?
It's a game. It's a board game. And there's you're either fascist or you're a liberal. And if there are 10 people playing, there are 6 fascists. There are 6 liberals, 3 fascists, and 1 secret Hitler. The fascists know who Secret Hitler is, but Secret Hitler doesn't know who the other fascists are. And then the goal of the game is that you have to pass policies. And the liberals win when they pass 5 liberal policies. The fascists pass when they pass 6 fascist policies. It's a crazy game. I played a game night. It's wild.
And so you left Ebony and Irony because it got too political. And then you went on to play political board games.
Yeah, it's fun. It was good.
Your heart knows what it wants, so do your taste buds. Fall in love with new Häagen-Dazs chocolate cookie crumble bar. That's Dazs. Available at retailers nationwide.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
This episode is brought to you by Bai. It's Wonder Water. What makes Bai so great? It's simple. From Raspberry Lemon Lime by Sydney Sweeney to Zambia Bing Cherry and Palavo Pineapple Mango, Bai has antioxidants, electrolytes, and no artificial sweeteners. So for flavorful hydration, choose Bai. It's Wonder Water. Learn more about Bai and discover all of the exotic, bold flavors at drinkbai.com.
Would you ever run for office?
You know, I think me, no. No. No.
You thought about it for a second,
I did, and I immediately thought that's a terrible idea.
You're a good businesswoman. You're like, you know what? If there's money and it's not too hard, it's good air conditioning, I might fuck with it. I bet you those government buildings have good air conditioning.
Oh, they do. Like, they're very Brutus, too, so I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would be a horrible politician. The fucking dirt they will dig up on me, like, and me and, like, some... There's this video Peppermint was talking about on our podcast. We had her as a guest, like, a few months ago. There's a video of her... from back in the day at the old Pyramid nightclub in New York City, there is a security video of her doing less than being a girl.
Not Miss America.
Yeah, exactly. Not Miss America behavior. And she was like, girl, if that's the first about me, like, it would be crazy. Like, it would be a rap. So, like, I'm sure there's a video. There's a video of me doing something somewhere that would surface if I did public politics.
It also depends who you run with. Like, if you haven't sucked cock at a bar, I don't even trust you.
I never sucked cock at a bar.
You take him home.
Yeah.
This is before Uber. So now you give him a free ride. You let him sleep over. You clean him up a little bit.
You cannot sleep over. You cannot sleep over. I don't do sleepovers. Do you? When you have been a woman in the world?
With David, yeah, from time to time. Because he sleeps across the bed from me.
He moved in last month, girl. Yeah. So.
No, I like sleeping over. Before we moved in together, I liked like a 4 nights with him, 3 nights alone ratio. Like,
got it.
There is nothing like a bed to yourself and like,
oh yeah, for sure. Know. Well, they also have all these like rich celebrities that talk about like these like ideal situations where they're together, but they have separate apartments. And I'm like, that kind of sounds fierce.
Well, David used to live 1.5-2 miles down the road. And so it was like 11 minutes in a car to see him. And it was like, it didn't feel far away.
Yeah, it was close by.
And then we also have like, we have a guest house and stuff. So like if one of us really wants to be alone, there's space to be alone, to be which alone, is a yeah. luxury. Yeah. Like people in COVID with their boyfriend in a studio apartment, bless. Bless Tina Aguilera.
Couldn't be me.
Could
bless
it be
Tina Aguilera.
Bless Tina Aguilera. The way it would have been a double murder, murder-suicide.
Yeah, double like, homicide for sure.
I was here alone for a lot of COVID and it was like, COVID was horrible. However, some of the alone time I found very like artistically, like culturally, spiritually nice.
I disagree. The first 2 months of COVID were everything. That March and April.
Well, I don't think I'm allowed to say that, but I think maybe you can say it.
Well, I mean, yeah, I'll say it. Like, I mean, obviously not including the death and everything, but.
Of course, that all sucked.
Yeah.
The manager's calling and saying your whole calendar for the year has been wiped.
I
said, you better fuck me. Somebody better get down here and fuck me.
Get in this place.
It was so fucking fierce.
Oh, it was great.
Girl, me drinking a box of wine, playing The Sims 48 hours a day. Like, waking up at 1 p.m.
The first 2 months were everything.
Watching the sunrise every morning drunk.
Yeah, like, it was great. I lived.
It was some of the, and it was some of the happiest times of my life. Like, that's horrible. It is horrible.
Yeah, it is, but it was great. I loved it. Except for that first fucking digital drag show I did. That can go all the way to hell.
Mary, digital drag. We're going to look back at digital drag like in Jurassic Park when they're unearthing
y'all
bones.
Y'all have to blame too.
No, when they're unearthing bones in Jurassic Park, that's how we're going to look back. We're going to look back on like Pinche lip syncing in her living room. On a webcam, on a MacBook webcam and be like, what?
It was terrible,
LaGrange
girl.
Doing the splits in her backyard.
Girl.
While like Anne Pine watches. Like digital drag was fucking crazy.
Well, at least y'all were in LA, so y'all had backyards and sunshine. I was in New York City. My entire apartment was this big. And I'm in my hallway in a 2x2 foot hallway like.
Girl.
Like it was horrible.
Though that's probably why you started wearing pussycat wigs, because you're like, where in this apartment would I put a triple stack Chris March wig?
Oh my God, Chris March. Rip. You know,
yeah.
Rip.
Did he die?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
What an inspiration. Those wigs were unbelievable.
Amazing. Yeah, he was on Project Runway. That's how he got like fame.
I remember seeing him on like a Feast of Fun episode where he showed how to triple stack wigs. It's literally where I learned to stack wigs was a Chris March video.
I always forget that you're so like you have so many drag disciplines that you can sew, you can do obviously your makeup and you do hair like you can do.
Yeah, I used to do all my own wigs.
Gag.
Yeah.
Yeah, work. People, you know, Trixie
like
has worked hard for what she's got, y'all. She's so fierce.
As I sit here in a wig someone else made, and I'm pretty sure this is actually ASOS. Like,
is it?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, no, I am the queen of casual drag, and no one needs to know that dress. You look great.
Well, it is for some outfits, a lot of these cheap fashion outfits, they look great on drag queens.
Mm-hmm.
But then on people, you'd be like, that looks so cheap.
Yeah.
But on drag queens, the cheap factor is sort of like, oh, that's kind of fun.
Oh, yeah,
is my
sure.
pussy just out? Has this been out the whole time? I should use a little brown pencil and little pink pencil and just paint on lips. If I'm going to leave my head, my fucking legs open.
Oh my God. That would kind of be everything though. Can I draw it on you for you?
Well, what about like Jimbo wearing the full like pussy suit? Like Silence of the Lambs. Like Jimbo is Buffalo Bill.
Also, I wouldn't be much fun. Help. I literally couldn't tell you how to draw a vagina.
So you hate women.
I just don't think I would know what to do successfully. And everyone would have a bad time if I was with a vagina.
All that time with straight guys? Well, I guess straight guys don't know what fucking vaginas look like either.
Exactly, girl. They don't know how to please a woman.
I think when straight guys go to eat pussy, they literally yank it open, shove a tongue up the urethra and go like, does this feel good?
Wait, there's a urethra there?
There's a lot going on there. It's a lot of ups and downs, drainage, plumage, electricity. It's drywall.
I don't know if
there's
something major and something minor. That's all I know.
All right. I hate to say, because the word underrated makes it seem like people don't get their flowers.
Mm-hmm.
I think that you make probably some of the best music that's ever come out of drag queens.
Thank you, Trixelin.
Your music is fucking great.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I was DJing a Christmas party for Netflix.
Yeah.
And you were there.
I was.
And I think I played Beyonce.
You did.
And I knew, I think, every word.
You
were like, oh, I'm not even sure about these words. And I'm like, I fucking am, bitch. I play that song all the time.
Thank you.
Fans who know it immediately sing it. And people who don't know it, I'm not kidding. The Shazam goes up in the air.
You know, it's one of my top Shazam songs.
It's a slay.
Yeah, people love it. I really do enjoy music. And, you know, there's this world where I feel like one day all of us drag queens will make fierce music, especially you. Like Barbara. And I feel like when do you think we'll ever get it? Like, even I would even settle for a drag music category at the Grammys. Or you know, or just put us in regular fucking categories.
I don't know if you feel like this, but if we're really being just us girls, I recently have been taking a break from music because I feel the glass ceiling so fiercely. I feel so like, I think I've just gotten to do everything I'm going to get to do because we're only ever taken seriously about 1 month a year.
Yeah.
And it's just like, kind of takes the wind out of your sails. You're like, I want to make really music, does. But if I don't have this wig on, no one will pay attention. But yeah. Because I have this wig on, no one will take it seriously. So then what?
Then like, what is the end? I know that it's very annoying. And it's like why I often feel like, why am I even doing this? Why am I even putting all this time, effort, money, everyone's fucking patience into this thing? Money.
We're independent artists. Do people realize how much a cheap music video is like $30,000?
Easily.
And that's when the directors are like, well, we're not going to have food on set.
Exactly.
And you won't have a ride and there's no air conditioning. And mind you, we're in an industry where we already do our own hair and makeup and shit. So it's like, music videos cost so much money.
And if you don't, but then there's such a machine, right? Well, you have to do the music video so it gets more press. You can talk about this thing and a music video will lead to this. It's like, one thing does lead to another, but it's like, bitch, we're independent artists. So I have to self-fund all of this, right? There's no label behind me pumping all this money into this single, into this project, making it like whatever. You just have to...
Well, even if there was, I mean, I know artists who are signed and I know about their deals and it's like that the record label can collect 80% of what they make, including touring and merch.
That touring and merch too?
So like the labels will be like, Monet, we want to sign you. We're going to give you a $3 million upfront bonus. And you're like, oh my God, that's more money than I could ever imagine.
Yeah.
$1 million even. And you go, oh my God, I could buy a house. Crazy. And then they go, that's in advance.
Monet, a label could offer you $10. Bitch, that would be more money you ever fucking see a day in your life, bitch.
No. They'd be like, here's $2-3 million.
Yeah.
And then they're like, but it's in advance, which means it goes against 5 album sales.
Yeah.
So either you make us that much money, or at a certain point you owe us an extra album because you didn't make good on that amount. And in the meantime, we're going to pay for your record. We're going to pay for how much it costs, the art, the tour, we're going to pay your musicians. We're going to collect 80% of the profit.
Crazy. How is this legal?
Well, did you ever read Michelle's book, The Diva Rules?
No.
She talks about being in seduction. And I mean, that was an era where for young pop girls, the music contract she was signed into was, and this is like open news. I'm not like spilling it. Mm. It was so predatory that she toured with Seduction for 2 years. And I think in the book, she said maybe she made $1,000 a month. And she said by the end of Seduction, borderline owed money.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Because these deals were like, well, do you want to be a star or not? We're going to take 90% of the money.
Yeah.
But you get to tour the world. Do you want to live your dreams? Or we can walk and sign those girls over there. And so it is like, fuck.
Yeah. That's so fucked, girl.
Yeah. How do you start making a song?
Go to the studio. And we'll listen to like a bunch of track that the engineer has. I mean, that the producer has.
Like beats and riffs and shit.
Yeah. And I'm like, ooh, I like that one. And then, so when I land on one, like Body, for instance, like we heard Body and I was like, ooh, this is, I really like this. I really like this. And me and my writing partners, we're like literally, there's three of us. We each take a pass in the booth. We're just doing melodies. The track is playing and just doing melody. Like just doing different melodies that we hear. Then we hear all the melodies back and we choose which ones that we like that go together.
Wow.
And then write to that.
It's like real time, like making it in real time, stacking it. Like, what about this? What about this? What about this?
Yeah.
That's wild. That must be exhilarating.
It is. It's really fun. And that's the problem. I really fucking like making music. But it's like, so that's why I just come to peace. I'm like, I really like doing this thing and I want to put it out into the world. And my expectation is that no one will hear it. So that if 100%. At least 1,000 people do, that's more than I anticipated. You know what I mean?
And my expectation is that I will be in the hole for this video.
Yeah. One every time.
Otherwise, you will sit home and go, well, is it going to make its money back? And then you're like mad.
And just mad about it. It's just like, just whatever.
Have you and Bob ever done a track?
No, we never have.
Because you hate her.
Yeah, I fucking hate that bitch. No, we never have. I would though. You and I, we talked about doing something together a long time ago.
Yeah, I mean, I love your music. It's so fucking great.
We should do something together. I forget, you were doing covers or something.
Yeah, I do a lot of covers. One of my dreams is to do, I told Bob, it was like, I want to do like Little Mama and Avril Lavigne, Girlfriend.
They have a song together?
Don't you remember the remix of Girlfriend with Little Mama?
Girlfriend by who, NSYNC?
Girlfriend by Avril Lavigne. No. Hey, you.
Oh.
You. And it's like Little Mama and Avril Lavigne. Remix.
I did not know this.
And I was like, oh, well, if I remix Hello, Hello, Bob, will you like rap over it? And we'll basically do Girlfriend.
Yeah.
We never got around to doing it because now she tours with Madonna.
Oh, my God.
Do you feel bad that she left you in the dust for Madonna?
You know the real tea. Now I can spill the tea now that we are here.
We're here.
We're here. So we did our first Tipper Simulary tour in the fall of 22. And then we're going to do the second leg in the spring of 23. Bob gets a Madonna gig. So we cancel our tour because it was going to be during the Madonna rehearsals.
Right.
So the reason why that tour got canceled, y'all, all 2030, whatever it was because of Madonna.
Right.
So Madonna,
I knew that.
She ruined my life on... Murray and Peter for that tour. And then she ruined my life with Bob.
She ruined your life with Murray and Peter?
Remember, well, that
was Madonna.
Yeah, when I left, I dipped out of Murray and Peter to go be, because they're like, Madonna really wants you to be in her music video. She wants you to make a cameo. I was like, Madonna's calling me? I have to show up. Bitch, I get there. Someone tagged me in it recently. They were like, if anyone's wondering, here's a 0.25 seconds Monet Exchange was on in Madonna's video. And it's literally a shot of me going like,
you better work, ho.
And we were on set for 20 hours.
I can't take it.
On set. I will never be in someone's music video. I have no desire to ever be in anyone's music video. Unless there's a treatment that is like.
Or like a BFF.
Yeah.
If like, Orville or like even other drag queens. I'm like, girl, I can't get up and wait for you. I'm sorry.
Like, and again, this is because she's my fucking idol. I fucking love her. I would, if SZA asked me to be in a video, like I would play any role in the SZA video.
You're like, girl, I'll do catering. I'm just happy to be fucking called.
You know?
I'll sweep up the confetti after, girl. I'm just happy to be here.
Exactly. That I would do. But I have no interest. There's another, I'm not going to say the artist's name. There's another artist who put out something last year, and they asked me to come to... I was on a tour in Australia. They were like, well, he really wants you in the video, so can you, like, leave the tour and come and be in this video? I had to pay for my own flight.
Honey...
pay for my own hotel. So
honey,
I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, no, I'm not leaving my tour for this shit.
I don't think people realize how often we get asked to do shit for big, fancy, signed artists.
Hello?
Major television shows.
Yes.
We'll be like, well, it's a great opportunity. I
said, no.
For who, bitch?
For you, not for me. I'm not doing that shit.
For who? Use my Sky Miles? That I used to fly my mother?
my hard-earned Sky Miles?
My Sky Miles?
Yeah, no! Bitch, I'm like...
I only have 187,000 of those.
Oh my God, let me say something. I am a fucking Sky Miles hoarder.
I don't know what I'm saving up for, but
either.
It will be fierce. Honey, I'm saving up to buy a plane with my goddamn Sky Miles, bitch. Girl, me and Brandon at the Sky Club making take-home lunches.
Girl, like, same, girl. Me too. Girl, 100%.
They got plates the size this big at the Sky Lounge.
And
I said, well, y'all don't fucking know about me because I used to be a server. I got the arms loaded up with plates. You can't control me. I got a trash can lid. I'm putting fucking all the food on there, girl.
Because me and Patty, we fucking obviously love this guy. It was our first, I don't know what reason we're flying out of Newark. Never flew in and out of Newark. But baby, the renovation at the Newark airport, the Delta terminal is everything. And that Sky Miles has real bacon.
Wow.
Not the shitty Dunkin' Donuts bacon, the little fake bacon, real thick apple maplewood thick bacon. And when I tell you, I go, because I go in first and I go and get my breakfast, I'm like, I drop my plate on the floor. I was like, Patty, they have real bacon there. And Patty runs from, he's sprinted from getting his breakfast somewhere else. He's like, oh my
Four
God,
feet
shut.
Tall, sprinting.
Girl, so if you ever go to Newark, I don't know why you would, but the Delta there has real fucking bacon. It's so good.
You know, one of my dream gigs is to DJ at the Sky Club.
Which one?
LAX.
LAX.
Yeah, for Pride, honey. Of
course. Oh, that's good. That's good. That's good.
Play like Short Dick Man while people are just trying to read the New York Times. Like, girl, yes. I fucking love the Sky Club. The macaroni and cheese.
It's good. Good. Well, I love when they have taco day at the LAX one. That one is very good.
Yes. It's a very good taco day. They had that whole taco bar. Mm-hmm. They now have that outdoor area too.
The outdoor area is so cute. You can have a nice little glass of Chablis or something down there. It's nice.
Chablis?
Yeah.
Lady Chablis.
Or it's a drink. She's named after a beverage.
Chablis?
Yeah, Chablis.
Chablis?
Chablis is a drink.
I feel like RuPaul, you know how she can, did you ever listen to What's the Tea?
Yeah, of course.
You know how she'd be like, what, say it again, say it again. What is it? Now spell it. And the guy's like, my name is Steven.
Steven.
She'd be like, yeah. So, and how do you spell that? Okay, Steven. And who would play him? Okay, Steven. You know, I had an auntie named Steven. And you're like.
Go to the whole thing about Steven. My favorite What's the Tea episode is when Bob is on there. And then Bob says something about kimchi. And it was like, Kimchi. Tell me more. It's kimchi. What show is she on? I was like, she was
that's
on my
so cunty.
She was on my season. Kimchi. No, I don't know her. But go on, tell me.
Love. That's so. Wait, do you remember when RuPaul forgot Jinx's name?
Oh, girl, Seattle.
Seattle. Do you remember that scene? Did you see that fucking movie? Wait, where's the movie with the big monster in the basement with the titties? Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yes. Okay. I love The Barbarian.
Remember The Barbarian when she's putting her tit and she's like,
boo, boo, boo,
yeah.
Boo.
That's me suckling off that video of RuPaul going, yes, we're happy to be here with, what's your name? And she goes, Jinx. And she says it like, the thing is, I've been Jinx in that moment. We've all been Jinx.
We all have, girl.
So that level of like, are you kidding? This is happening right now.
What can I tell you? This was at the premiere of All Star 7. So when that moment happened, I pulled out my phone. I was like, oh my God, Patty, I won. I was like, he doesn't know her name. I was like, oh my God, I won.
It's so sickening. You know what though? I get it.
Oh, I mean, Bob and I do the review podcast. People's names? I can't remember girls.
Pit Stop. Sometimes I'm like, oh, season 7, I'm not kidding. It took me 2 weeks to learn everyone's names.
Girl.
When I was filming, we had Katya, Kasha, Sasha. I was like, all of y'all need to get more interesting or change your fucking names. Like, I could not remember anybody's fucking name.
Yeah. Doing the review podcast, I can't remember. And like, RuPaul is... She's an older woman. It's bitch if I can't remember these bitches that on the same thing. Like, how the fuck does he know? He does have to deal with all of them across different fucking multiverses.
Yes.
You know, like, it's to give the man a break.
I know.
Like, it's, whatever. Shit, I meant to order my Magnolias cake while we started the podcast. So by the time we finish, it'll be delivered. And I'm so fucking pissed off.
Do you get that banana pudding?
No, I like the confetti cake. Because here's the thing, the confetti cake, they use a vanilla essence in the batter, so the cake is softer for the vanilla in the confetti versus the regular vanilla slice.
David gets that banana pudding and loves it. But like banana. Wafers?
I don't like
you
banana.
You don't like banana?
I don't like banana flavored shit. I don't like actual banana. I don't like banana flavored fucking Starburst. I don't like banana flavored Runts. Banana flavored Runts. I don't like banana flavored shit.
But just real bananas?
Yeah.
All right.
Or as we say in the Bronx, plátanos.
Plantanos? Platano. What did you say?
Platanos.
Platanos.
Yeah.
That's a banana.
Yeah.
Love.
Yeah.
Love. You are of West Indian 13. Descent? Haitian?
No, I'm St. Lucian.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I think I saw you once. Didn't you go to a fundraiser?
Oh, yes.
And it was for Haiti.
Yes, for Haiti.
And that is why
at
I
Tom
assumed.
Tom.
Yes,
and,
yes,
and
yes.
And that guy, the really hot one.
Yes.
The owner or manager, whatever he is.
Yes.
So beautiful.
Richardson. Yes.
Y'all are friends.
Yeah.
Work. Richardson.
Small
cute.
World.
Yeah. Are y'all friends from back in Milwaukee or just here?
No, I know him from just through Vanderpump.
Work.
Yeah, I know him through Vanderpump. So work in the Children's Theater. Are you going on tour?
Children's Theater?
Yeah, when are you going to do children? When can the children see you?
What?
When can the children see you?
Oh, they can see me on my tour for Life Be Lifin'. It is all across America starting April 30th, ending May 19th. And it's on my one-on-one show. If you happen to be in town when I come to LA, I would love for you to see it.
I have to. Can I tell you, I can't
really
believe
reviews.
I can see the fucking Love Ball.
Oh my God, Love
I
Ball
was horny
so
for that shit.
Fun. It was
those
so
pictures.
Fun.
Pictures.
It was so fun.
I was like, this is fucking cunty.
It was
and I didn't realize you guys
time.
Were going to go so hard. I saw a video of all those numbers. I was like, this is like a high production
girl, it was like
show.
It was, bitch, I did like five numbers in that show, bitch. At the end of those dates, I was exhausted. I said, I need a week off.
girl.
It was a fun show. It was a lot of hard work.
I'm used to the good old Trixie and Katya level effort. You know, kind of show up sometimes and sit and talk and leave. You guys were like,
girl,
I mean,
the touring podcast. Okay, for me and Bob's first tour, we're like, we're hiring the House of Juicy Couture. We're getting costume changes. We're doing all these things. We're gonna give.
No.
And again, when you're hiring all this stuff, y'all, when you hire all this stuff, you have to pay for all these things. And it makes the production cost of your tour really expensive. Now, and again, that was great too, but being able to show up and do the thing that we do twice a week that people want, which is us talking about a thing to a room full of people.
I feel like for the live pods, the highest priority is like, do I feel like I look great?
Yeah.
And I don't know if you do this, but I basically hide document of things I'm going to talk to her about. I keep things that I'm going to bring up on stage because I want it to be organic.
Mm.
You know,
I do that. I have a sibling rivalry note in my phone, and I see something online, I'm like, ooh, put a note for that.
I love doing the live pods.
It's so fun, especially to see all the people who obviously listen every week, and they're so invested in the pod, and they know all the catchphrases that you guys say on it, and that energy. I fucking love that energy. And I not to say that we lost that during the big crazy live show, but you know, it's more of a production, right? This felt more real and just having a real moment with our fans who fucking love us in the podcast.
Yes, especially when it's organic. I mean, it's so corny, but sometimes when we're out there, I just feel like, I'd be like, girl, I feel like I was fucking flying out there.
Oh, for sure.
Like, I feel like you're just flying. When you were just stacking jokes with each other and both laughing and the audience is laughing.
Yes.
And because it's not scripted, you're like, this doesn't happen again tomorrow in a new city.
Yes.
This is the one time in the moment this is happening.
It's euphoric.
It is.
It really is. I love it.
I feel like I'm on Euphoria.
Oh my God. Which season 3 got halted permanently. I'm so upset.
I saw a Reductress article that was like, Euphoria halted until they ultimately decide not to continue it.
Probably, which is so sad. I don't know if you watch. I love the show.
I've not seen it.
What?
I don't feel the need to watch teenagers have sex, but good for you.
When did you lose your virginity? When did you start fucking?
18.
I was 13.
I think that's a great place to end.
It was, the other person was also that age. It wasn't like an older person. We were both the same age.
Oh, so it was just double kiddie porn. Okay, great. Don't worry. Everyone fucking was a middle schooler. I can't take it anymore. I got to get out of here. You guys, go support one of the best fucking drag queens you'll ever see in your life. Monet Exchange. I nut for you, bitch.
I love for you, girl. I talk about you all the time. I love you so much.
I've tried to pull you on so many projects, but you're always gone.
I know. And I was so mad when I saw the girls who did it. I was like, no.
We tried to get you for Netflix.
I know.
You're always my, you're always my, like, who, Katya's not there.
Yeah,
who
go ahead and
say
it.
I always say you.
Oh, okay.
I always say you.
Thank you. If you had meatball, I was like, fucking meatball? Because I went to Iceland. That's why I was in Iceland.
Well, do you know what happened with the meatball thing?
What?
And I'll fucking say it because I'm not afraid of anybody.
Ooh, say it.
I'm not afraid of it. Meatball was not the one booked either.
Who was it? Tell us.
Girl, I don't want to say who it was.
Say it. Okay. No. Girl.
She's booked because I love her.
Yeah.
And I will always show up for her. She's in my short list of like, if I get to pick who I work with, I want that fucking whore. Unfortunately, that fucking whore cancels sometimes.
Got it.
So it's 8 a.m., 7 a.m., and that person says, hey, I just can't do it today. They call Meatball at 8 a.m., and they go, Jennifer, the director, goes, hi, this is Jennifer from Netflix. Can you come down and do I Like to Watch? And Meatball's waking up and is like, when? And they're like, now. Meatball wakes up, gets in drag, and is on set by 9:45?
No.
She got like a less than 2 hours. She woke up, had to get in drag and come immediately. Well, and she did an amazing job.
To be fair, she doesn't have to shave anything.
She's mostly hair and lashes anyway.
Yeah, girl.
Yeah.
She did the show that I wanted you to be on, but I think you couldn't do either. The new series I have coming out. She was one of the things on there. She was incredible.
She's amazing.
She was so fun, so funny.
But I don't like fucking last minute cancelers. I really don't.
It's,
do you know how many people have ghosted me? Fucking faggots will be like, I want to come on your YouTube channel. And I go, great, when? And I book it with them. And then the day will come and they ghost.
I'll come on YouTube channel. I would love to do makeup with you.
You are such a great makeup artist.
Thank you. But only on me. I cannot paint other people.
Have you ever tried to paint Bob?
I did back in the day in New York. And actually, Bob came on fine. But I don't enjoy.
Do you remember when I painted Bob?
Girl, Magilla Gorilla. That shit was wild.
Girl! Listen, compared to her makeup at the time, she looked fucking great.
It's true.
Did you see what she did to me?
Yeah, God, that video is rotted. Picture is rotted, girl.
And Bob, that's when I learned, wow, Bob's never realized other people overdraw their lips. He painted on a thin black lip with black eyebrows, bitch.
And at that point, he had like this many makeup brushes. At that point, girl.
Girl, I gotta get out of here. All right. Thank you, Monet. Thank you.
Thank you for having me, girl.
Bye.